Dear God of freedom, help me to put on your whole armor today. And while I do that, help me put down my weapons. Help me not put on the crabby pants or the scarcity belt. Give me the strength to speak of your good news and not of my own ego. Help me see you alive and well and those who I'd rather not. Maybe I need to pray to you for a whole new closet filled with the stunning outfit you'd choose for me. Clothe me in your love and mercy. Clothe me in your forgiveness and kindness. Drape me in your grace and peace. Fill me with your awe and wonder at the good news that offends me. On some days more than others, because it's hard to follow Jesus when he's constantly leading me into the fray. Calling me to love those who seem hardest to love. Remind me, God of freedom, that I am not in charge of anyone's beliefs about anything. And pierce that hard armor around my heart so that your love stands a chance. Help me to accept who I am and who my people are. And help me to accept who I am not and who my people are not. And since I'm praying about armor, please, please, please guard my heart in the ways that you see fit to keep me sane and able to love and speak your gospel during this long election season, when I may be being tested or pushed by people to declare or reveal a political sentiment. Help me to point to you. A Savior whose greatest strength is weakness, whose victory comes only in death and resurrection. A Savior who keeps promises that no human of any political stripe can do. Help me to love well, especially the people who I call family. This job, this call, and your good news can take a toll. So help me know when to take a breath and lean into Sabbath rest on whatever day it falls. Thank you for your love. Amen. Well, take a big, deep breath, dear pastor, dear deacon, dear chaplain. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Don't be afraid. God is with you. And I can't help but take this blessing for you right out of Ephesians. It's in the Revised Common Lectionary this week. Pray also for me so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. May this be true for you today. And always, beloved pastor, deacon, and chaplain.